I want to ask this question for all the little kids out there, and you going back to your childhood, and what made you want to become an astronaut?
You know, what made me want to, you know, be an astronaut? I think the important piece to me, where the inspiration comes from, is seeing it happening. And what I mean by that is getting to see the missions live and getting to see the launches and the work that goes on in the space environment. And so it was when the space shuttle program was first starting out, and you got to see the launches on TV at school. Everybody go to the auditorium and they'd have the TV set up on the stage, and you got to see that, and you're just looking at it going, wow, I'd love to do that, right? And so it just feels right. And I think those of us that are blessed to have jobs like that, where it feels like this is where you're supposed to be, I think we're all very fortunate. And so that's the way spaceflight was for me. But it took the seeing it and getting to relate to it that was a critical part for the inspiration for me. And so hopefully our mission will be able to do the same thing. And when they get to see the crew and our different backgrounds and where we came from, hopefully everybody out there will find one of us that they can connect with that can help inspire them.
Is there anything about, like, your first launch, what that was like for you, what you cherished most, what memories you cherished most from that mission?
Well, there are certainly a lot of those. You know, sitting on that launch pad and that rocket actually lights, it's a little bit surreal, I think, because it's something that you've dreamed about for so long that when it actually starts to happen, you definitely are pinching yourself a little bit to make sure it's real and that it's not just a dream. And so that's important. But, one of the things that I remember as well is when you finally come back to Earth, and that is something that's hard to describe, what it's like to come back into Earth's atmosphere and land and come out of the capsule and know you're back, you know you're home, and know you're going to see your family soon. And so I think that memory, that timeline, or those events are seared in my brain, and I'll never forget what that felt like.
Are you guys doing a water landing on your way back, just like with Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, or will this be another? Okay.
Yeah. No, this vehicle is designed to land on the water. And so even if we had some kind of emergency and had to land somewhere that we didn't plan, that landing still needs to be on water. And so we are going to come down in one of the world's oceans.
Okay. And can you kind of talk me a little bit about your upcoming mission? Are we still looking at October 23rd and the time frame that you anticipate to come back?
No. In fact, we just got news yesterday, late yesterday, I think, that the mission is now slipping to the 31st of October. So we are a Halloween launch. And so the timeline in terms of the return, that's not going to change much at this point. I think it's planned for the end of April, somewhere in that 6 month to 200 day range is how long we will be up there. One of the things that will impact the actual day that we come home is the conditions at the landing sites, the weather and things of that nature. So there will probably be some adjustments. And so I think it'll be, the Soyuz tends to come home on days that are well planned out in advance. And I think for this vehicle and because we're landing on the water and things of that nature, the weather may cause there to be a little bit more flexibility as you get closer than maybe what you see with the Soyuz.
What are you most excited about as far as this mission goes?
There's so much that I'm excited about. I'm excited to just even have the opportunity to go up a second time. I'm excited to float again. There is nothing like that. It's an experience that is hard to describe. And that's actually one of my goals when I go up this time is to figure out how to describe, how to put it in words to people down on earth in the 1G environment, because I'm an engineer, and I'm not graced with a lot of fancy words or anything of that nature. And so you get asked a lot what it's like, and I haven't figured it out yet. And so I'm going to take the next 6 months and hopefully figure that out, so when I land, I can tell you about it. But I'm also excited, quite frankly, just for the mission itself, to fly this new vehicle. Unique opportunity, and so I'm going to savor every moment of that. And I'm excited about having 5 USOS crew members on board, and just to see the amount of work that we hopefully can get through, and the amount of science that we can do.
Well, I'll be excited to hear about your how you put this into words. Is there anything?
Yeah, are you going to hold me to it?
I would like, yeah, absolutely. I think all the kids would like to know too, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything like one of those what you didn't know you needed to know sort of things about space that you can share with the public? Because most of us won't ever get the opportunity to go.
Wow. You know, what's amazing, Alyssa, is I've been doing interviews, you know, regarding being an astronaut and things like that now for over 10 years. And that might be the first time I've been asked that question. So say that again. Is there anything you need to know that you didn't know you need to know?
Yeah. I mean, we hear different stories about how you go to the bathroom and you know, and just stuff like that about sleeping on the ceiling. And, you know, so I just wondered if there's anything that, you know, you astronauts talk about that maybe the general public doesn't hear about, and it might be a little fun little piece.
Yeah. So that's this insightful piece that sometimes eludes me, like, you know, when I try and describe what it's like to float. So I'm actually going to fall back on something that's a little bit different, and I'm not sure it's something you need to know before you get up there, but it's something that I think most of us kind of figure out when you do get there, and that is that the space station it's alive. It's and you find that out when it's, you know, it's after work hours, and you've turned out the lights, and people are in their crew quarters going to bed, and you're kind of alone in some of the main modules, and you just hear and you can feel this vibration of the equipment that's keeping you alive, and it's like a heartbeat, and so you get that sense of just how special this vehicle is, because it's standing between you and the vacuum of space. And I don't know, you just really feel a connection to it.
That's neat. Okay. Any final thoughts that you want to mention about going to space and your next mission or anything else?
No, I think, you know, the only thing I want to say is thank you. I really appreciate your interest, taking an interest in this flight in space. So I think it's extremely important to get that message out to folks and get them excited about it as well. And you're a big part of that. And so thank you. Thank you for sharing the story, with everybody there in Missouri. It is nice to hear someone from home.